You're listening to The Takeaway from WNYC and PRI, Public Radio International, in collaboration with the BBC World Service, The New York Times, and WGBH Radio Boston.
Coming up, a story we've been following all week long here on The Takeaway came to a head outside the Supreme Court and in oral arguments before the justices yesterday. Adam Liptak is here, Supreme Court correspondent for our partner, The New York Times. He was at the hearings yesterday where the Supreme Court heard oral arguments in the case of Fred Phelps, in which the father of a fallen Marine is suing a church for protesting his son's funeral back in 2006. It's a free speech case. Adam Liptak, first of all, how were the arguments this morning? And good morning to you.
Good morning. Good to be here. It seemed to be a case that really troubled the justices. They didn't like either possible answer. On the one hand, they were clearly sympathetic to Albert Snyder, the father of the fallen Marine. On the other, they didn't want to come up with a ruling that was going to do broad damage to the First Amendment. And you could see them through their questioning, recognizing that there may be no good answer from their perspective.
Why did the Supreme Court accept this case? You have a highly emotionally charged sort of circumstance where the soldier who is there's tremendous emotional loss of the soldier, but yet there's also tremendous emotion associated with these anti-gay protesters who are on the other side here. Why did the Supreme Court take this case? What's the issue?
That's an excellent question. Why did they put themselves in this box? The church won below. The appeals court threw out a jury verdict on First Amendment grounds. And I guess I have to guess that at least four justices, it only takes four to agree to take a case, were so offended by the church's conduct that they thought this was something that the court should look at. The court typically takes cases to reverse, so two out of three times it reverses the judgment below. That gives you some sense of the direction of the momentum when they took the case. But by the time they really dig in, it looks to me like they might have bitten off more than they might have liked to chew.
And Justice Elena Kagan, this was her first sort of moment in action. She had recused herself from arguments earlier in the week. How did she do yesterday, and where did you think she fell in the whole issue of all the emotion in this difficult box that you've already described?
She's turning out to be a very comfortable and very incisive questioner. She asked tough questions of both sides, but probably her deepest question, the question most indicative of her thinking, probably leaned in favor of the First Amendment. She quoted from the leading Supreme Court decision in the case and suggested that she really couldn't distinguish how that case came out and the one before her. She'd done a lot of First Amendment work as an academic at the University of Chicago. She knows the area deeply, and I think she may be one of those justices who will swallow hard and vote in favor of the church.
Adam Liptak, a Supreme Court correspondent for our partner, The New York Times. We leave you with the words of Margie Phelps, who is the legal representative for the Westboro Baptist Church, who argued before the court yesterday.
The Church of the Lord Jesus Christ got to stand in the highest court in the world and say the soldiers are dying for your sins, and you committed to the proposition that Americans can say that and not be penalized.
An emotional case before the Supreme Court. We've been talking about it on The Takeaway.
I'm David Remnick, host of the New Yorker Radio Hour. There's nothing like finding a story you can really sink into that lets you tune out the noise and focus on what matters. In print or here on the podcast, The New Yorker brings you thoughtfulness and depth and even humor that you can't find anywhere else. So please join me every week for the New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.